Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you with us. We have a very interesting lineup today. Great guests, great information. Hope you'll stick around for the full show. Before I get into my first guest, I wanted to remind you that we've interviewed over 750 advisors, authors, and thought leaders. And the good news is you can find all of them at ExitCoachRadio.com in the audio library, where they are archived into 40 topic file folders. So you can go research things like running a family business, growing your business value, preparing for life after exit, investment, all kinds of information. So please go there, visit, learn, and let us know how you like it. The audio library at ExitCoachRadio.com. My first guest today is Mark Kohler, and he's from a company called Lead With Purpose in Oceanside, California. And Mark is the president of Lead With Purpose, and that company is dedicated to helping people lead more purposeful and inspiring lives. And Lead With Purpose gives business owners a set of tools and best practices so they can transform themselves to be a better leader and ultimately the people that they lead and their companies. And he's here to discuss his recently released book, Leading With Purpose. Mark, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, Bill, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Mark. It's always a pleasure to help our listeners understand new topics. And, of course, Leading With Purpose sounds like something that they should really be interested in. Tell us how you got the idea for the name of the company and a little bit about your background.
Yeah, so it's interesting. I'm originally from Rochester, New York, and I grew up with very entrepreneurial parents. And I saw them run a business right off the end of our house. And so it's interesting. I saw them do that and how they could balance their life and have a business. But, you know, when Friday came around on the weekend, they closed up shop and we were off camping and hiking and doing all those great things. So, you know, fast forward to my professional life. After I graduated college, I served in the U.S. Submarine Force, and I learned a lot about leadership. You know, at 23 years of age, I was leading the team and helping to run a $1 billion nuclear submarine. And so I took all of those learnings after serving in the U.S. Submarine Force and went out to big business. And initially I worked at Honeywell and then at Siemens and these other big companies. And I slowly started working for smaller and smaller companies because of that entrepreneurial spirit that I grew up with in my household. So wanting to really have more balance and harmony in my life, I decided to start my own one-man consulting firm. And so it's interesting, Lead With Purpose was born out of my leadership journey over a 10-year period, helping businesses that were really struggling turn around. And, you know, in the first opportunity that I went to, I took all of these big business tools that I had learned from my business life and tried to apply them to a small business. And what I found was that they just didn't work. And so this was, you know, really an aha moment for me. Basically, I could understand everything that was in a 32-page binder. I could understand these very complex ideas and concepts, but the people in the 50-person company that I was leading couldn't. So what I needed to do is I needed to move very fast because these companies were struggling, only had about 3 or 6 months to live. And I had to use my intuition, my skills from the Navy, my time growing up and watching my mom and dad run businesses. And basically, I had to simplify everything. And I initially went and looked on the market to see if there were any tools that were available. I didn't see anything that really addressed the human needs of what I was seeing in a company. And so I just started creating my own. And just one example of that is one of the tools was a one-page plan. And I initially started with a 32-page plan. What I found very quickly was that I could understand it, but the other 49 people in the company couldn't. I initially put that down to 7 pages, and it was interesting what I discovered. I discovered that the exact opposite happened of what I thought would happen. I thought, oh my gosh, we can't get away with only 7 pages. We have to have all 32. And it's interesting, the same exact group of people who were struggling before, literally in the next 3 or 4 months with a 7-page plan, turned the company around. And for me, this was like a really aha moment. And that's really where the genesis of Lead with Purpose came from.
That's a great story. You know, it's very interesting. So your background from watching your parents run a small business and then getting into the discipline of the military and learning about processes and systems galore, really, and
yeah.
Then moving into the bigger businesses where you saw a lot of those processes and systems probably still at work, but they're very impersonal. And then as you move to the smaller business, realizing that simplicity and brevity are necessary because everybody's so busy and they don't have time to sit through long, enduring meetings. Is that the reason why is it so important to drill things down for smaller business owners?
Here's what I learned. I was always taught that one of the key things that we need to have is we need to have really great people on our team, right? There were 4 things. Really, it was how do we have, you know, great people? And that was the key, I always thought. So when I went into these small businesses, for me, it was really interesting because they only had 3 to 6 months to live. They were going to go out of business. So one of the constraints that I had is I had to work with the existing team. I couldn't go out to someone and say, hey, why don't you move to Southern California? And you're the best salesperson in this industry. And so I had to work with the existing team. And what I found was the existing team is overwhelmed. The existing team has so many things on their plate. And the urgency of the day is taking the priority versus what really matters most. So for me, it was how do I create these simple, meaningful concepts? And this was the aha moment for me. The woman who was on the team who helped put this 32-page plan together, she put it together. We had a 4-day offsite. It was fabulous. We did all these things. She understood it when we left there. Literally 3 or 4 weeks later, she raises her hand in a meeting and says, you know, Mark, I just don't understand. How is this helping me to run the business? And for me, that was the aha moment going, hey, look it. And I draw upon an African proverb when I say, it says, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. And so what I saw was that I was going fast and I was going alone, but I wasn't really going to go far. And so for me, it's really more about the simple, meaningful concepts of people understanding these are the top 3 things I'm going to focus on. Mm-hmm. And then we help them to defend their time and attention so that they stay focused on the things that really matter most and link to something bigger than themselves. That was really the key for me.
And I've heard that a lot, the magic of threes. I mean, 3 seems to be a number that comes up over and over again when you're trying to say, look, here are your top 3 things. And we've all seen, you know, the luxuries of a large business where you have time and meetings and resources to go hire people and train them and all that kind of stuff. But in smaller businesses, a lot of times these plans look good on a shelf, and that's about where they look their best. and so
that's exactly what I'd learned, yes.
Yeah, so my question is, you know, not so much what goes into it, but what doesn't belong in that plan? What are, just off the high level, what are some things you take out of a 32-page plan to make a 7-page plan, just very briefly?
Yeah, so what I would do, instead of telling you what is taken out of it, I can tell you what's on it. So there's seven key pieces. Number one is your brand purpose. This is your mission statement. This is the reason you exist and the difference you make in the world. If we look at the employee engagement statistics from Gallup, it finds out that 70% of the employees in the U.S. average U.S. company is either disengaged or apathetic about their job. 70%. Another study says from Harvard Business Review says that 95% of the people don't understand how what they do on a daily basis links to the long term. The key for me was creating a simple, meaningful message so people could feel like what they were doing was making a difference in the world. So there's the brand purpose. Second thing is we allow you to have 5 values, right? So you can, these are the DNA of your culture. This is your beliefs. This is how you're going to treat each other. And those are 5 values. The next is a vision. 10 years out, what does the company look like? Simply stated, what does the company look like? Underneath that are long-term goals. These are 3 long-term goals that are 5 years out that support the 10-year vision. Next to that is annual goals. So underneath the 5-year goals, we have annual goals. And there's 5 to 7 annual goals. And then down below are quarterly goals. Everyone has 3 to 5 quarterly goals that they're working on that quarter. Now, here's the key piece of this. is you can't have a quarterly goal on our system unless it's tied to an annual goal. You can't have an annual goal unless it's tied to a long-term goal. All the long-term goals support the vision. The vision supports the brand purpose. So what we intentionally do is we connect for people how what they're working on today links to the long-term. And then the last piece is we have a SWOT that's at the bottom, the SWOT analysis.
That's great. That's a great succinct method. It sounds very easy to implement, although I'm sure a lot of thought goes into usually the briefer the plan, the harder it is to put together. So, but it sounds very effective and it all supports each other. I'm kind of picturing like a pyramid where the SWOT supports the quarterly goals, you know, and on up the ladder. It makes a lot of sense. So what motivated you to write this book, Leading with Purpose, Mark?
You know, so it's interesting. I've had that question a lot. We haven't had our launch yet. We have a pre-release, but our launch is on October 8th. And, you know, my purpose in really writing this book was to take all the leadership trials I'd experienced, you know, all the bruises, the black eyes, I have scars on my back, and really share what I learned so I could accelerate for others their understanding of what it takes to be a leader and save them from the mistakes, the time, and the money that I had gone through on my way, you know, as a turnaround CEO. And really, I want to help others, other leaders get the success factors and or faster. And the biggest thing for me, the book brings 30-plus years of leadership experiences, you know, in the Navy, in consulting, in doing turnaround work, and puts it into 156 pages. And, you know, everyone knows that having employees who really care about their job is important. But I think how our book is different is we don't tell you that, hey, look, it is important. We know it's all important. We tell you how to do it. So that's how I think our book is different. And in my system, we empower the business owner to engage their team and really unlock the most important aspects of putting together a plan that everyone's going to feel part of and want to participate in.
Now, this is an evergreen interview, so the book is called Leading with Purpose, and it's available. You'll find it on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Again, not this very date, but by the time you hear it, it'll probably be out there, so look for it. And so let me ask you a question. That we have business owners and leaders that are listening. So what are the keys to being an effective leader today, Mark?
So that's a great question. I think there's three things that leaders really need to understand. Number one is you have a huge underutilized potential in your company, and it's the existing workforce that you have. You know, I stated the Gallup employee statistics. But so number one is how do we get people engaged and so that they really understand how what they're doing today links to the long term? So that's number one. Number two challenge is keeping people focused. You know, we live in this day where we have Twitter and Facebook and all these interruptions. So how do we keep people focused on the things that really matter most? And then number three is really managing the speed of business. So if I look at that, you know, those are three big challenges. The way we get people engaged is we give them a simple, meaningful message that they feel they have a part of and they know that they're making a difference in the world. How do we keep people focused? When you have to put it on a one-page plan, when you have to put it on one page, you have to make choices and you have to make priorities. So that's how we actually help people keep focused. And then managing the speed of business. I think the most successful companies are the ones that manage change the fastest. And so if you can manage change the fastest, you're going to win. It's no longer good enough for the CEO to have a command and control style. Everybody has to be engaged and deliver on the brand purpose. And it's so satisfying when you, as a team leader, can put a challenge out to your entire team and have them help you to manage change and really drive success.
Now, Mark, when you start working with a business owner and they've been in business, say, 20 years, and you ask them, what's your current plan look like? Normally, what do you find is the situation today? Have they forgotten what the brand purpose is? Do you have to start over? What do you find?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I think what we've heard most from business owners is they have a great passion when they start a business, right? They have a great passion, but that passion gets caught in their head. And so what we've heard over and over is when through the putting together basically their Lead with Purpose plan that sits on a single page, they look at me and they say, you've taken what's been in my head and what's been in my heart and put it on a single page, that I can now explain to others and get them so we can go far together. That's probably the biggest thing. I believe that the small business owners have this great passion in their heart and they have this great vision in their head. They're just really struggling to share that. So that's what I typically find. It's within the owner or the business owner. They just have a hard time communicating it.
That's a great point. You know, you and I both talk to a lot of business owners out there that have been doing what they do for a long time, and maybe they've lost a sense of that purpose and they need to get re-energized in, you know, their last few years of building and growing their business so that they can transition effectively. Let me ask you, what's been the most satisfying for you these past 3 years? You look back.
You know, I think there's a couple things that have been really satisfying. And the reason I really started Lead with Purpose, I could have done turnarounds for the rest of my life. The reason I started is because other consultants who were connected to these companies looked at it and said, hey, that tool is a really neat tool. Would you mind if I use that with my clients? And so, you know, necessity being the mother of invention, I decided to start Lead with Purpose and provide these street-proven best tools and practices to other consultants. So what's been most satisfying for me is you always wonder whether this just works in the one or two companies that I was involved in. And what we found is this works whether you're a one-person company or you have 1,000 employees. This works whether you're a manufacturing company, a loan servicing company, a law office. You know, we've had the YWCA of San Diego. We have a soccer club using it. Teachers are using it in their high school class. So that's been very satisfying. Additionally, people have come to us and said, hey, Mark, these tools and concepts are so simple. I'm using this to be a better leader in other areas of my life. I'm using it to be a better parent. I'm using it to be a better spouse. I'm using it to be more effective donating my time to my church or nonprofit. So, like, that's been really huge. The second thing is I never thought that we would have Lead with Purpose certified coaches. So currently we have coaches who are signing up. We're signing up about a coach a week, and they're all across the United States, and they're helping to deliver the Lead with Purpose message. That's very satisfying. And then last is our community of thousands of business leaders have told us, hey, look, would you create a one-page family plan? And so we're in beta right now creating a one-page family plan that people can use to have stronger values, know about their heritage, create family rituals, and get the same effect of running this in their business. So those have been the most satisfying.
That's fantastic. You know, out of one good idea comes another, and I think that's a fantastic overview. Listeners, don't you think? I mean, when you hear brevity, when you hear common sense come to life like this, it makes so much sense. So remember, the name of the book is Leading with Purpose. And again, I think they can, although you're coming out on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, Mark, I believe you said you're relaunching your website pretty soon, and you're going to have a free version of Lead with Purpose that any leader could sign up and use for. How do they find that information?
Yeah, so it's interesting. We got the opportunity to be on Exit Radio, and just really thank you so much for allowing me that. We're actually launching we're in the middle of the launch right now of relaunching the website. So go to leadwithpurpose.com. And I would say just go on Monday. And we have a free version. It's free to sign up and use the one-page plan. Also, Amazon was excited about the book, and our publisher was too. So they've already launched it. So it's available to buy online. And but that's where you'd go and then have access to a free plan.
And in case you're listening to this, whenever you are, the date today is September 24th. So Monday, by reference, is next week to that. But again, what a great overview you've given us, a great checklist, the seven things that go into a working plan, the three ways to help use your underutilized resource, your employees better. I love the simplicity and the brevity and the way you brought this to light for us, Mark, and I would love to go deeper into this topic at some point in the future with you. So you're invited back at any time. You're also a member, I notice, of Convene, Renaissance, and as a speaker for Vistage International, three groups that we really love. So obviously you're available for speaking engagements as well as for hire, and how do people get in touch with you best?
Yeah, so when I was filling out the form there, I'm on the National Speaker Series for all of those groups, so for Renaissance, Convene, and for Vistage. So So you can go to leadwithpurpose.com, and you can send, or you can just send me an email, mark@leadwithpurpose.com. We also have a set of workshops coming up, and they'll be on the website where you can bring your team to a Lead with Purpose workshop and get going on leading a more purposeful life.
Tremendous information. A real pleasure to talk with you today. Thanks so much for coming on, and I look forward to the next time we speak, Mark.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, and make it a great day.
We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back after this, so please stay tuned.
Business owners, if you came back from lunch and there was a resignation letter on your desk, which employee would you really, really not want it to be from? What are you doing to prevent this from happening? At Exit and Retirement Strategies, we design plans that attract, motivate, and retain key employees. For a free consultation, call Bill Black, the Exit Coach, at 866-370-3774. Call today.
Does thinking about what will happen to your business if you're gone keep you awake at night? Will you get the price you need from your business to carry you through retirement? The BEI Network of Exit Planning Professionals is the world's leading advisor network with the power to help business owners transition out of business on their own timeline and terms. Ask your most trusted advisor to create a BEI plan for you or visit us at exitplanning.com. That's exitplanning.com.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.